Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. We'll begin our service with Sarah Carr Jordan and the Daily Word.
World peace. I share my peace with the world. Each day I have a choice to contribute to the discord and disturbances that have become so common in daily life, or to contribute to the peace and harmony I wish to see. Although it's an easy choice, it can also be a challenging one. As much as I wish to live in a peaceful world, it can be hard to rise above the irritations and aggravations that can be part of anyone's life. I remember the power to choose peace lies within each of us. After all, if we create the world we're living in, it's within our collective power to create a better, more harmonious one. Today I vow to do my part to bring peace into the world. I offer grace and forgiveness easily. I let small things go. I am quick to smile and slow to frown. Peace in the world begins with me. Romans 12 and 18 says, if it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all.
Thank you, Sarah, for that daily word reading. I'm going to share with you some words from an article in the Unity booklet, I Am God's Song. And these are inspired words of James Dillard Freeman. So I just invite you at this time to relax, find a comfortable position as you listen to these words. And I'm going to say them in the first person. So just breathe in and breathe out and relax in this moment right here, right now. And the title is Prayer is Life. Prayer is survival power. Through the night may come down dark around. Let me start over again. Though the night may come down dark around and the faith with which we face the night seems small, perhaps no faith at all. Yet if we pray, always some spark leaps up through the tinder of our hearts, a little light to show us our way. Prayer is life. Prayer is reaching, and every act of prayer stretches the soul. Prayer is spiritual exercise. There are many ways to pray, as there are as many ways to God. The way of the bird is not the way of the fish. The way of the babe is not the way of the adult. The way of the beginner is not the way of the master yet. There is no atom of creation that does not have access to God. Each soul finds its way to God at the level of its own experience. For some, prayer is thought. For some, it is feeling too inarticulate for thoughts to express. Communion with nature may be prayer, or the enjoyment of art and poetry and music. An act of kindness may be a prayer, a smile, a friendly hand. Work is often a prayer, for work is an affirmation of creative power. Praise is a kind of prayer, and so is zeal. There is the prayer that is the distillation of a moment, passionate and intense, and the prayer that is the whole life of a man, the living prayer of what one is. So I do not pray to change God. How would I change the holy good? The breeze of God blows steady all the time. I pray so that I may avail myself of it. It is not God, but I who needs to change. This is why I use affirmative prayer. At the center of the things, there is a harmonious will. This will is life. This will is joy. This will is order. This will is love. Affirmative prayer harmonizes us with the central will of being. So this is affirmative prayer, to know in the face of sickness that underneath are the everlasting arms of wholeness. And in the truest part of us, we are inseparably one with life. To be able to hear through the discord of daily living the music of immortal love, and to strike its chords from the key of our own being. To be able to look back at lack, yet to drink deep from the unseen wells of plenty. It is the ability to see the facts and flaws, yet know that they are not reality. So true prayer is an apprehension of the changeless truth, which abides at the heart of the changeful world. The truth of life and joy and order and love, the truth of God, is true prayer. So we take this moment to relax and breathe in and enter into that point of prayer. As we breathe in and we journey down from our head down into our hearts, we enter that sanctuary of peace, love, tranquility. And as we reach our inner chamber, we step over the threshold and immediately we know we are in a place where there is no time, where there is nothing but pure love, pure peace. And we breathe in and breathe out and give ourselves permission in this moment, right here, right now, to relax. To relax and to enjoy. One presence, one power. In the quiet. So as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we take a moment to pause and give thanks for the gifts we have just received in the quiet. And so as we begin to emerge from this time of quiet and all the gifts that we have received, we share them with the universe. And one way to do so is if anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or you just like to hold someone in the energy that has been created, speak their names aloud or softly in your heart, but do so right now. And we enfold into this energy, our political leaders, President of the United States, Vice President, all of Congress, all of the Senate, and anyone in position to make decisions for the citizens of our country. And we also send these vibrations of love and peace out across the waters, across the borders, reaching out and touching those in foreign lands, letting them know that we acknowledge we are one. No separation. And for those who have crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light and all churches that promote the peace and the teachings of Jesus Christ, we enfold them in this time of love. Gently guided by easy breathing, we close this time of prayer. In the hours ahead, let us choose to be anchored in peace, wisdom, life, and faith. Let gratitude be our guide for all that we will say and do. Let's conclude this time of prayer by praying prayer protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and it is so, and so it is. Go forth and create a wonderful, wonderful week. Bless you.